Please take a moment to stand and stand with your feet somewhere around between your hip width to shoulder width apart. And start by shifting the center of mass forward into your toes until your heels lift, and then backwards until your toes lift. And go back and forth a few times in this teeter totter, moving the whole body straight, just to feel the center of mass, the boundaries of the center of mass. This is a good thing to do to find the center point before we start. And then calibrate yourself into the center, not on the toes, not on the heel, but more or less where you feel the center is. That is the point where we wish to shape in. We just stand comfortable. We suspend our crown from above as if the head is hanging from a thread from the ceiling, and relax the whole body like a coat being hung on a hanger from that point. Try to relax everything down. Make sure, especially, your abdomen and your lower back are relaxed downwards as much as possible. Now imagine somebody will come behind your knees and will give you a little hit behind the knees, and you collapse a little bit down. And then go back to stand and make it again. And we make it one time, and then another time, and then another time, up and down. And then slowly we start to make it a little bit more regular until you start to sequence one after the other this activity. Start by finding that vibration, that frequency. Each one of us have a little bit different frequency. If it will be too slow, it will be problematic. Too fast, also problematic, too effortful. And allow yourself to settle into that vibration, that shake, relaxing everything as much as possible, but keeping that suspended crown as well. Try to keep the feet flat and to let go behind your knees in order to collapse down. And settle into your vibration. If the frequency changes sometimes, that is okay. Allow it to happen. Do not worry about it. Sometimes we go out of frequency and we can find it again. And now, to make sure you don't hold too much tension, make an attempt to lift your shoulders and shoulder blade up and down a few times and let them kind of crash downwards with the shake, just to release a bit of tension between the ribs and into the lower back. And then, after you did it a number of times in this exaggerated fashion, just allow it to go back to normal and see if you have some new releases around the upper back, the shoulder blades, the chest. Keep looking forward somewhere around eye level. Start to direct your attention to your scalp and imagine all the skin on your scalp and into the face is starting to separate away from your skull underneath. Really relax your face, almost like making a sound, like something, some kind of a sigh. And you can actually do that. And try to allow the face, the whole mask of the face and head, kind of vibrate over the skull. Really connect in your field of sensation to the area of the skin on your face, the flesh on your face, and try to let go of it. Try to see where do you feel that skin, that flesh, and try to release it as much as you can so the vibration can separate it from the bones underneath. And now move your attention down to the neck and find the flesh in the neck, in the traps, and try to melt it down also in the clavicles in front. Try to release from the head all the flesh down into the neck and separate it from the collarbones, from the spine, underneath. Really try to locate the sensation. Where is that flesh? Where do I experience it in my field of sensation? So you can let it go. And next, go into your chest and try to see if you can relax your chest muscles and let them flow up and down just by releasing them, connecting to where you're sensing them and letting them go so they can vibrate as well. And also your shoulders, your deltoids on the sides, really melt them up and let them separate from the bones underneath and the structure underneath. And the back of your shoulders and your shoulder blades behind and upper back. Try to see if you can experience the upper back, the flesh there, vibrating, connecting from the top, the face, the mask of the face, into the neck, into the traps, into the whole upper tier of the torso. Allow it to vibrate together and separate from the structures underneath. And see if you can sense that separation. Sometimes it's more, sometimes it's less. It means we are holding something. Keep the shake, keep the same vibration going, keeping that same frequency occurring regularly. Now move below your chest to the midriff area, the top of the ribs, underneath the chest, and try to release that flesh underneath so it can go down. You can place your hands underneath your chest and just to see that that area is actually vibrating. And then once you felt that, you can let your hands go and just sense that flesh moving up and down, feeling the skin, feeling everything vibrating on top of the ribs underneath, moving up and down. But also the ribs themselves have a certain flexibility, and we don't want to hold with the breathing in a very tight way. We want to allow the motion to kind of move regardless of the breath underneath, that is soft and small. Now on the sides, the lat muscles in the armpits, try to release in the armpits and the lat muscles on the sides, and really let them bounce up and down and separate from the structures below. And then also your mid-back, the rhomboids and the lats behind more, and even in the center there, closer to the spine, allow all the mid-tier of the torso to vibrate up and down. And try to see if you can feel all the mid-tier, the upper back, the armpits and lats, and underneath, in the front, sorry, around the ribs area and top of the abdominal. And let all this tear go up and down and vibrate. And now see if the top flesh coming from the head, the neck, the traps, and the upper tear of the torso is joining that. See if you can sense that all that flesh joins together and vibrates together, that it can now rumble up and down. And just by focusing on those areas, you might feel, wow, it's moving more than before. The more you become proficient in this practice, in this shake, the more you'll be able to release just by thinking about it. Now let's focus on the upper arms, the biceps, the triceps, and also join it to this area and try to focus on the sensation of the upper arms and allow that flesh to rumble up and down on top of the humerus bone, separating it as much as you can, letting it move and relax, and the flesh of the elbows as well, in the crook of the elbow and behind. And let the flesh coming from the top, from the shoulders, the neck, the head, join into this upper arm flesh. So the whole thing relaxes downwards. And separating from the bottom, the structure underneath. And now join that sensation all the way down into the lower arms, into the forearms, and see if you can trace that flesh rumbling up and down from the head into the neck, the traps, the shoulders, all around, the upper arms, the elbow, all around, and down into the flesh of the forearms, and see if you can feel that is all shaking together. And from there into the wrists, trace it down, relaxing the wrists, melting the flesh of the wrists, and into the palms, very heavy palms, very meaty palms, warm palms, expanding, and the fingers. Feel the flesh of the fingers, even shaking on top of the fingers, separating from the finger bones underneath. And now we'll go back to the lower tier of the torso, the abdominal muscles in the front, and try to see if you can relax the abdomen, especially the rectus abdominis. Underneath, the transverse might be a little bit more held, the internal obliques, but you can definitely relax more of the external obliques and the rectus and letting them go down. And the sides, the obliques as well, make sure you are focusing there and letting go. And the lower back, the erectors and the thoracolumbar fascia, let it go. This is especially important. Many of you will feel it's stuck. The lower back is glued to the structures below, and we want to make sure we separate that. You might need to play a little bit with your pelvic position, a bit more posteriorly tilting in most cases to find that relaxation. And now the whole lower tier of the torso. Imagine all this is vibrating up and down, shaking up and down. And join the sensation coming from the head into the neck, traps, upper tier of the torso, upper arms, middle tier of the torso, elbows, lower tier of the torso, forearms, wrists, and hands, all joining and rumbling up and down, separating from the bones underneath. And now trace into the pelvic, the front side of the pelvis, the genitals, the hip flexors, all this front side, the TFL. Feel that flesh, and you can place your hands on the front portion of the pelvis to feel that flesh is actually moving up and down. And once you felt that, you don't need to touch anymore. You can just sense that. And then the sides, the glute med, and behind the glute max, feel the flesh of the butt rumbling up and down all around the pelvis, all this skirt, and connect it to the sensation of the flesh coming from the head, from the neck, traps, upper tier, middle tier, lower tier, and into the pelvis. Feel the whole flesh joining and separating down, rumbling down, separating from the structures underneath. And from there, trace the legs, the thighs, the front of the thighs, the quads in front, make sure that flesh, even though there is some certain activity in the legs holding us and shaking, we can still feel the vibration. And you can place your hands on your thighs gently in the front to feel there is some kind of a vibration that can still pass through and connect that. And now sense the inner thighs. And they should also be vibrating up and down to a certain extent. Melt them, let them go, release them so they can separate. And also the outside of the thighs, the IT band, the vastus lateralis on the side. And you can place your hands on the sides of the thighs to feel that. And from there, the back of the thighs, the hamstrings behind. And you should feel that is also shaking up and down, and the flesh is melting and separating. And now the whole of the thighs, all directions, melting and separating. Try to feel, can you sense in your field of sensation where your thighs are represented, and try to see if you can let go there, if you can release there and separate them from the bony structures and the support structures underneath. And now join the sensation coming from the pelvis region down into the thighs. Just focus if you can feel the flesh all around the pelvis is rocking down into the flesh of the thighs, joining it. So they are one unit, not two different units, but one vibration going down. And from there, climb all the way up to the crown of the head and feel the flesh of the face and the head into the neck, into the shoulders, upper tier, middle tier, lower tier, the pelvis all around and down into the thighs, and see if you can feel the whole flesh down to your knees from the crown of your head, on your arms as well, is rocking up and down, separating from the bones. And really feel that heaviness, that release. That's a good sensation of letting go, separating what we are holding too much. It teaches us not to hold. It shows us this is not required. And we start to expand. Now go into your knees and feel all around your knees, the inside of your knees, the kneecaps, the outside of your knees, and behind the knees. And let go, try to melt that and allow the knees, the flesh around. There is still some flesh, some skin, some soft tissue there that we can let go. And from there down into the calf muscles. See, many people when they're doing the shake, they're usually using the muscles of the calves too much. Try to really align yourself well so you can let go and feel the vibration in your calves. Chris, careful, with your size of calves, you might take down the whole house. Don't release them. Let it go. From the knees all around into the calves, the tibialis in front as well, the inside of the calves, the outside of the calves, down into the Achilles tendon and the ankles. Feel all that flesh vibrating down. Try to locate it and soften it. There is some effort inside the legs for the vibration, for the holding, but there is still something letting go. Now climb up to your pelvis and make sure that the flesh of the pelvis goes down into the thighs and from there into the knees and down into the calves and all the way down into the ankles. And you strip that flesh off of your legs by releasing, letting go, all the way down. Now climb all the way to the crown of your head and melt your face, all the flesh around your head, into your neck, into the traps, the upper tier, middle tier, lower tier, the arms, the pelvis, the thighs, all around, into the knees, into the calves, all the way down to the ankle. Experience the whole flesh of the body is separating with this action. Separating from the structures underneath and letting go, trying to let go as much as as possible while keeping the vibration still going. And now go into your feet. And even there, try to recognize the flesh of the feet can still be let go. And I can let it spread, let the feet spread. Each time I vibrate my flesh down in there, they just spread with this action if I let go of them, if I'm not holding too tight, and allow that sensation of the flesh to rumble down all the way from the crown of the head down to your feet, stripping it away. Try to see if you can sense the whole wet and dark flesh of the body, all the soft tissues that are unnecessary, vibrating and separating from the structures underneath as you're going up and down. And let's add 10 sighs, slow sighs that we just exhale and relax ourselves as we continue to vibrate. Relaxing your face, you can close your eyes, try to let go of as much tension as you can while keeping the vibration. A few more sighs. And slowly, slowly regain the sensation of the body again as you're vibrating, and start to decrease not the frequency of the vibration, but the size of the shake. Slowly decrease it over a period of 30 seconds until it's totally gone. But the vibration remains in the same frequency, and you will still feel the vibration going even after physically it's gone. There is still something of its impression going on in the body. A few more seconds, decreasing it, the size of it, but keep sensing the vibration inside. And close your eyes when it's totally gone, and focus on the buzz, that sensation of buzziness going around the body, that release, that expansion. Take a moment to scan your face and head, reflect how it felt before, the neck, the shoulders, the chest, the upper back, the upper arms, the armpits, the legs, the middle of the back, the top of the ribs, the upper abs. The lower abdominal, the obliques on the sides, the lower back. Take a moment to sense those areas and to release any other tensions that you might feel still there. And the palms, the forearms, the wrists, just sensing where they are and letting go. And all around the pelvis, the glutes, the sides of the pelvis, the front, and all the flesh around the thighs, the front, the inside, the outside, the back, the knees, the lower legs, calves, ankles, and feet. And float a few more seconds in those sensations of the flesh vibrating, expanding, separating. observe it so you can recall it later on, which will enable you to access the state quicker next time you throw. Slowly open the eyes and take a little walk just to feel how the body, the state of the body